The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it is definitely time to open this door into a new reality. I'm looking at that one. My Social Security benefits shrink because everybody decides that Kaiser thinks I need more drug insurance or something like that, and then I get penalized for not having drugs. You know, it's a crazy world that we're going through right now. We're calling today's show Through the Eye of the Needle. So you are listening to Waking Up in America, and we're a radio magazine with dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And I'm trying to get our announcer in here to be part of the dynamic radio dialogue today. And we're brought to you by Bragg, BRAGG.com, Happily 200, The Koning Company, DrVal.com, and the ever-popular 42action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network, he rocks and he likes us and we love him for having to be such a smart guy. So you might want to hear an angel or two, because I'm looking for the angels this week. I'm not just looking for the dogs that bark, I'm looking for the angels that show up, and I actually may have found one or two of them. So I believe in the Lord's Prayer. I think it's a good prayer. And I love what the word pray translates from in Aramaic. It means actually to go out into the world and get that which is yours, to trap that which is yours. Meaning you have a universe of possibilities, and when you are in alignment and when you are in tension and you go out, even though you may feel like a ragged dog on some mornings, I've got a little bit of ragged dog stuff going on this morning, there's a force that pulls you forward into a future. And to get into that future, you actually have to start shedding things that you maybe think are near and dear to you, but they really aren't, and we'll be talking about that today. So, and we ask you always to respect each other and our animal friends, as well as for each other in our communities. And it's going to happen in community, folks. As a solo individual, I can't pull this off all by myself, and neither can you, and that's what Mike and Randy and I are all about. We're about calling forth community, and that's what Happily 200 is about. I was really shocked that when I brought up the question of Happily 200 to a number of, you'd recognize their names, they weren't interested. They just want to get off the planet. They don't like the direction things are going through, so today it seemed like a good day to do an Eye of the Needle conversation. And if you want to ask a question while we're on air, good old Randy Shannon, you can tweet her, R-E-N-D-I, at Randy Shannon, and that's with two N's, okay? And you can follow me on Twitter at Val Kirkgaard 1. So what can I say? We're up to it this morning. I was talking with Randy before the show about Eye of the Needle, and I was going to surprise her, but the little bugger can't wait to be surprised, so she's already been the internet, so that she could actually be an equal in the conversation rather than surprised. Randy, don't surprise Randy. She likes to know where she's going and what she's up to. So, Randy, smarty pants, what did you find on the Eye of the Needle?
Well, it's a reference to a door in ancient cultures, and the city would have a door, a very, very large door or gate. And within that framework, there was a tiny door maybe the size of me. I was very tiny. And, you know, at night they would close the big gate, and so the small door was the only way you could enter into the city. And that, and of course, so that being that it is very small, it restricted the size and the numbers of people that could actually come in. And so it was it's actually a farce. A lot of pastors will teach on this, that it's a farce that, you know, when they say the idea that a rich man could not enter heaven, I mean, that's not true. To enter the eye of the needle, a rich man entered from the darkness or outside the wall to the light, which is the interior of the city. And to enter, he had to strip his camel of everything on him, all the wealth and the riches. And so the riches, in the Bible it says, would pass before him in the hole in the wall because he would not dare leave them outside on the camel. And then once the riches passed into the light before him, because he's carrying them, the camel would have to kneel, if he brought the camel in, on its knees and move in a prayer-like position with the owner leading it. So the wealth and the man must pass into the light. They're going from the darkness outside the city into the city. And all who pass through the needle must bow because they got to get down.
Yeah,
so,
you can't get through that darn little doorway unless you're on your knees. And
yeah,
if one or two of you out there might notice you're on your knees right now, because I sure did this week. It was like I do moan and groan occasionally, and I was moaning and groaning before we got on air. By the time I hit the air, I'm usually in good shape, thanks to my moaner and groaner listeners around, being Randy and dear Mike. Okay. But seriously, that's what's going on right now. And I am going through some of the most challenging times I have known in my entire life that I recall this lifetime, including physical challenges, financial challenges, ideological challenges, even getting attacks from places that make no sense. Issues in my life that I settled 4 or 5 years ago are popping up unsettled, and it's stressful, okay? And it is stressful to shed yourself, and I'm going to let Randy tell one of these stories, but what I've been doing is reorganizing my house, and I keep thinking in terms of going through the eye of the needle. I don't want to take my I don't want to waste my time taking my junk through the needle. It ain't worth the effort. Okay, and Randy's got a good story about getting some of her junk disappearing. I take my stuff down to the St. Matthews in Santa Monica, and I hand it on to them. Okay, and then sometimes I even find something that I like there for $2 or $3, and I'll pick that up and I'll exchange it because I'm not throwing away anything I like or anything that's meaningful to me. What I'm doing is I'm taking my things. I've numbered them 1, 2, and 3. So all the threes are gone at this point. They've been going the last 2 months. Right now, I have some twos that are questionable, and one of those is a mountain bike. And I decided the mountain bike can go too because the RV is happening right now, folks. So I'm thinking in terms of, is this something that I would want to keep if I was if I had all the cash I believe I will have in my little 508s or whatever, wherever I put it, okay? Because that's what I'm going to do, is I've got safe places that I'm going to be, you know, a hole in the desert, you know, a spiritual organization. They're called 508s because I happen to be an ordained Science of Mind minister. And you can actually get a minister's ordination for $5 here in the state of California from the Life Church or something like that. So if you feel the need to protect your wealth and you want to give a lot of it away, and that's what we're about. Most of us that I know are going to be giving away at least 50% of our wealth to improve the world. So that RV is happening right now. And at some point, Mike is going to pop in and ask questions because he just loves this kind of stuff. Anyway, you want to tell your little thing about the 1, 2s, and 3s and what you did with a couple of threes? Randy?
Well, you know, what we're doing in this house is really just kind of like cleaning up and getting rid of the load of extra things we haul around. You know, if I move, what do I not want to take with me? And we found a couple of old bird cages out in our shed And, you know, they were kind of rusty, and I don't know, they lost that little plastic coating that they get on the outside bar, on the bars and stuff. And so I said, you know what, instead of throwing those out, let's just put them out by the road, because, you know, how's the saying go? One man's junk is another man's treasure, right? So we put them out there. I said, someone will pick them up. This is Miami. Someone will want them. Because we've all seen people take, and you go to an antique store, and those things are going to be spray painted and so cute, you know. And so we put them out, and we had to go run some errands, and I said, you watch. When we get back, they will not be there. And my son was kind of, you know, whatever, that's not, no one's going to pick those up. They're in bad shape. They're dirty. I said, okay, so we left. We were gone like 20 minutes. We came back. One was already gone. One was still there. And then, you know, the day went by, and I was working, and I totally forgot about that other one being out in front. So at 1 a.m., now, keep in mind, everybody should be in bed. This was a weeknight. I went downstairs, and my son was still awake. And I said, hey, let's get some flashlights and go out to the road and see if they're still there, or see if the one is still there. We went out with flashlights, and we busted a gut because it was gone. So, you know, what a good memory with my son, going out with flashlights at 1 a.m. on a school night and find out that the birdcage was gone.
I love it. Somebody's treasure. I totally love it. And
yeah.
See, the beauty is she got something rid of something that was filling up space at her place, and
mm-hmm.
somebody went down the road and went, oh, my God, look at those bird cages. What a treasure.
Exactly.
So when we hold on to things that we don't want anymore, we're stopping the flow of life moving
yes.
forward. In my
that
case, I have
a
lot of
point.
Physical issues and a lot of solutions are offered to me, and some of them I can do and some of them I can't. At the same time, I'm moving forward, and I'm considering things, and that's what has to happen. I actually was looking at the possibility. We've been talking a lot about the Zimbabwe dollar, the 50 and 100 trillion dollar notes. Did you want to come in here, Mike, and say anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to know about that. You hear about the 100 trillion dollar note and also the 50 or the $500 million, whatever. It's one of those. What's the significance of those in terms of the currency revalue?
Oh, such a good question, Mike. Go on over to eBay, you guys, if you're sitting at your computers. If you get this on replay, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed because this will replay on Voice America on Wednesday at 2 p.m., I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that you all hear this, because I think a lot of it's going to be happening this weekend. Mind you, because the United States has a reputation at this point for bullying the world, we're actually at the bottom of the food chain on this. Did you know that, Mike?
No, I did not. And what do you mean by bottom of the food chain? You mean the U.S.?
Yes, the last to be paid will be us, because they're afraid that if they pay us first, we'll use our muscle and try to take over the world again,
okay.
Based on who we've allowed to be in our administrations.
Oh, okay, I see.
So they go, okay, U.S., you get to have an RV too, but after everybody else has got theirs, because we're not quite sure what you would do with it if you had it before everybody else. So I'm just going to read something to you from May the 19th, and then we're going to have a little short conversation on eBay. This is from a call on May the 19th, and it says, blessing is at our door. Bank redemption centers are ready and well-staffed and ready for this to happen any time now. Announcements were made in Iraq. See, Iraq, in a way, was like a red herring to keep you distracted. Iraq is just part of the 208 countries. Depending upon what you hear between 192 and 208. Iraq is just one of those countries. But they had to keep us, they had to, like, make up excuses and keep us busy so that they could do this work in the background, and that's what's been going on. The other countries have been being rebalanced. The Illuminati are really slick. They've got themselves in the wormwood. You know, they're in all they've been in all the structures, and they've actually had to be identified and snagged out. They change codes, they siphon money off, and all kinds of stuff. And that pretty much has been handled, and that's why you haven't seen this. And it was originally supposed to come out in 2000, on September the 11th of 2001. What happened that day, folks? So that was all, you know, the money was stolen from the Twin Towers, blah, 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 blah.
So here we are. It's now 15 years later, almost. And finally, it's they've got it down where that if a bad guy does something, they have them like either immediately or in minutes. Okay, they've already been in trying to sneak in and change the codes. They've already been arrested. So, and our money, I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again in this context. China backed their yuan, Y-U-A-N, in gold about a month ago now, and then they refused to buy U.S. dollars or to sell them, which has now forced the United States to back their money in gold, and that's going to be happening. I'm understanding that gold is coming in from all kinds of little caches all over the place to back the dollar, so the dollar will be gold-backed again. I don't want to go into all the politics of who's doing what and all that kind of stuff, because I'm still not real certain about how this is all going to evolve. Because right now, General Dunsford is supposedly, and I'm saying supposedly because a lot of this has fact in it, but the facts change as other factors change, is supposedly running the republic. Okay, but it's the corporate republic that he's running, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to actually play itself out based on the fact that the actual republic for the United States of America does not have a general running it. So all this is yet to be settled, and we'll see how it all plays out. But there are over 20,000 service centers and over 5,500 exchange centers in the U.S. as of Tuesday, okay? And that different things keep happening. The SWIFT system took 10 days to complete a transaction, and now it's being rendered non-functional, and that has to do, there's a new system called CIPS, which I don't know what the initials stand for, that actually will be handling the money transfers. So the entire system has been already reset, and the redemption centers are already there, and we're waiting until the rest of the world gets taken care of. How long that will take, I can't tell you. The cabal leadership has been being arrested in years, and now they're getting arrested real fast. They tried to get in again and shift the codes, and they were given the wrong codes to shift. It was very funny. They got tricked. So for once, it's like finally we're on the top of the system. And by the way, guys, we're the majority, okay? These little poops that have been running around taken advantages of for centuries are actually the minority, but they are really good at running around without their clothes and calling themselves emperors. So let's see, anything else interesting here? Yeah, there's a thing called the 508, which I mentioned earlier, and the 508 is actually you become a church, and you can't have employees, and you should check this out with different people in the know, especially a lot of the people in the Republic are gathering this information. And 508s, the IRS can't touch it. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed anyway, because I think the IRS is going to be gone soon. It's not really what you think it is. It's not really an asset of the United States of America. Is actually a control conversation. And now, I promised you that we'd lead into the Internet, and we've been talking about the $100 trillion Zimbabwe notes, 2008 Series A. The deal on that is, I started thinking, you know, because some people are, like, so broke, they can barely, you know, they're borrowing toilet paper from their neighbors, that if you go onto the Internet and you can't afford the $50 to $60 for the Zimbabwe note, sell something, ask for a loan or something like that, and pick yourself up. Last night I picked up two $50 trillion, not $50 trillion, what's it, $100 trillion. Yeah, two $50 trillion notes for $25. That's the equivalent of a $100 trillion note. Okay, I don't know if they're still there, but if you look, if you want the bargain, look at buying two of the $50 trillion notes, and if you don't have the money to buy two of them, buy one of them. You can get them for probably right around $20, and I don't care who you are, you can find $20 somewhere. and go get one of those notes, because that should come in at right around $50 million, if what we've been told is so. So, Randy or Mike, any comments there?
Go ahead, Mike, because you just bought some. So, what are you thinking?
Well, I bought some, it was a couple weeks ago, but, you know, you hear always about the Vietnamese dong, you hear about certain currencies that are exposed to change over, and then when you hear, like, such a huge amount, like Zimbabwe, you're like, well, how does that translate into money, you know? How does that translate into a big payday just because of their currency?
Well, here's what I think.
$100 trillion is a lot of money.
I've been in this game since 2008, and I've watched the world wrangle over the dong and the dinar, but mostly over the Iraqi dinar, okay? It's been Iraq this, Iraq that, to the point I wanted to throw up. So I went over and I started buying dong because nobody was talking about it. And I knew that it was one of the preferred currencies. So I have, you know, I bought dong. I put it in my secret hiding place in the desert. I love that kind of stuff. And then I started looking at other things. And when this information about the Zimbabwe money came through, Mike, I was like, huh. Because then they sent us instructions. First of all, I had trouble believing that anything could be worth that much. And then they said, here's the instructions they sent. They said it would be paid out over a five-year period of time. They also said to go in and be very professional and businesslike when I went in to check into the bank. And they also told me that if I had my plan for a nonprofit, but in that case, nonprofit is still part of the system, if I had my plan for my contribution to humanity, which I've been a philanthropist ever since I was like 10 years old, it's just like part of me at this point. I mean, when I don't have money, I give away bottles of water to people on the street. I can't help myself. It's just what I want to do. And the appreciation I've got from people when I didn't have money, I would refill my plastic bottles with Kangen water and pass them out. And I have to do those things. So to me, whatever comes in, I've already got the foundation set up. What I'm saying is probably they'll help you at the bank. At this point, the Wells Fargo is probably going to be the main distributor, and that bank has been pretty well scraped out of scumbums. So it's true of the other banking system too. Basel III has made a lot of this stuff transparent. My personal opinion, Mike, is that this Zimbabwe thing just kind of plopped up at the last moment, basically, if you look at how long this has been going on. And the conversation about people getting more money for their Zimbabwe money when they come in with plans to actually make a difference on the planet, that's what, I mean, I announced this in my SCLP course. I got people in the SCLP. I've got 80 people in a course that I've met with over the last 3 months. We just ended the course on Thursday. And those 80 people, they're doing projects that will change the world. They're just incredible. It's an incredible opportunity over there. After you do the forum, you do the advanced course, and then you do this thing called self-expression and leadership, and it's all about creating community projects. Those people will put that money, those who believed me and went out and got it, will put that money into community projects as well as themselves. So this isn't about you getting a new car. You can have one. It's not a problem. You just let your 508 own it. There's just all kinds of things you can do. And when you come from a philanthropic, loving, forgiving heart, you'll know what to do. And that's why we're talking about going through the eye of the needle. Shed your anger. Shed your resentment. Shed your need. Get down on your knees. Push your fortune into the light. Spread it through the city. Celebrate. And then the camel gets to stand up when he's inside, and you get to have all of your nice trappings, and the community gets to celebrate and have big feasts and have fun and help out others. Is that helpful, Mike?
Yeah, I think that kind of covers it.
And that's why I think it's meant to the light workers and the people of service. I think that's the whole point of the Zimbabwe money, Mike.
Yeah,
you know, Mike, I was thinking about you this week as I was driving down the road, and I was telling one of my sons about how funny you are, especially off air. And remember this, Val? He was, well, maybe it was on air. He was like, "Dinar." Do it, Mike.
Show him how you do dinar, Mike.
Huh? Oh, dinar.
Yeah. We're all in it. And by the way, so are the presidents of the networks and stuff like that. I got friends that own radio stations and internet radio stuff. They're all doing this. Donald Trump, years ago, bought 30 million dinar. I don't know, 5, 10 years ago. Man, it's not 10, I'm sure, but maybe like 5 years ago. And you got to know that guy knows about Zimbabwe. And we were talking this morning before we were on air, and Mike was commenting how mean the press was being to Trump. By the time this thing goes through, Trump could probably settle the national treasury debt if he wanted to, because we're designed to be in debt. That's how they've made their money in the past, and that's all coming to an end. So, hey, we can celebrate now. Randy, who do you want to shout out right now? We're at the half hour where we shout out people that we like.
Well, I think I'm going to shout out, because I did my research finding the information on the Eye of the Needle. I'll shout out to what's called the Solomon series, and anybody can go to YouTube and go look that up. The Solomon series, really, really good video series that explains a lot of these things that pastors will twist. But, I mean, that series brings it out to reality and says, hey, no, it's really this, and it's practical application. So that may be a website, too, SolomonSeries.com. Not 100% sure on that, but very, very good.
I'm going to shout out the church across from Emeritus College. I'm not sure what denominational faith it is, but their sign out there says, come in and have a faith lift.
I love that. That's good.
Not all churches are what you think they are. There's actually some cool stuff. We have a really cool little church in the canyon here where they actually play music and invite people to sing along and things of that nature. And it's exactly what you would hope a group of happy people getting together would do. We also got a Lutheran church in St. Paul's in Santa Monica that's Every kind of person in the world is there, and the ministers are gay, and the congregation is whatever the cut is of human beings in Santa Monica, they're there, and it's a cool place to go too. So church has been taking a bad rap, mostly because of the Catholic Pope, but we don't really want to get into that too much. We don't want to cause that dissemination here. I'm shedding that, Randy. I'm going through the eye of the needle. I'm not going to bang the Pope too much, because we're smart people, and we're taking power, and that's happening. You inform us, and you inform us enough time, something good happens. I want to do a shout-out for Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I want to do a shout-out for the fact that they created the first health food store, that Papa Bragg did the first health food store in 1912, and that this woman is an ongoing conversation for health, and a lot of the successful older people in the world actually say that they're still alive because of Patricia Bragg, and Clint Eastwood is one of them, you know? So there's just a whole bunch of really high-quality people that know that some of them, you know, got death sentences from different institutions about this or that or the other thing, and after Patricia worked with them, they're like, that was like 20 years ago. So Patricia Bragg and Paul Bragg, we're shouting out to you. We're also shouting out to, I just love Edward F. Group III. I actually referred him to some friends of mine that are actually sponsors on some radio shows, and I don't really feel like mentioning their names. But I'll tell you, Randy, Ed was on top of it, and he took care of them.
Oh, wow.
They had industrial poisoning from where they were living.
Boy.
Okay, and I was talking to one of the guys yesterday, and he just said, I can't tell you how much I thank you for, you know, Edward.
That's fantastic.
Oh, you, how about, you should have seen when Randy found him.
Yes.
She was swooning.
He is not hard to look at. He's not.
No, he's not hard to look at. And on top of that, he's just incredibly brilliant. He's a family man, and he loves his sons, and they play soccer,
exactly.
And he's just a cool guy. And he, mm-hmm. since he got in trouble for curing cancer, he decided not to even mention that he was going to cure it anymore. He thought he would just prevent it. That is, deserves a shout-out. Don't
right.
suffer through your ailments. Prevent them from ever being your ailments, okay?
Yeah.
So I've been having sinus problems. And so, and I own the Oconee Company, which is supposed to be for sinus problems and cleaning your station tubes. So last week I went, okay, Val, it's time for you to give yourself an ear coating. So I did that. And it just changes everything. You feel lighter inside. This is a 5,000-year-old process that different states in the United States have decided should be made illegal. Personally, I think it's not the states that decided, but probably the... medical professions in those states lobbied against it, because my cones are really good cones, and they're really expensive because they've got rose oil in them, and they don't just have regular beeswax. They have premium quality beeswax and all kinds of stuff. But, hey, they work. So
wow.
For, let's see, they're like $18 a pair if you buy one. You can buy a dozen pair for $99. That price is going up next week because of the little bees, bless their hearts, have been struggling for survival with Monsanto,
yeah.
doing what Monsanto does and other irreparable poopies that think they can sell us GMOs and kill us off. So, what can I say? You can't trick us so much anymore. We're getting smarter all the time. Randy, why don't you mention something about 42action.org and Protandin?
We've been doing a lot of really great things, helping people get contract trust together, 42action.org, register for free. Every week we hold a educational call every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's open to the world, everyone. Anywhere can get on and listen to our calls. They're phenomenal.
Do you do anything on the 508?
We don't talk about that specifically.
The church?
No,
the specific?
we don't talk. No, we really help people with the courts, with their traffic. You know, I bring the experts on, or close to expert, and they give what was a remedy for them. And so we kind of discuss what's working, what's not working. And if something's not, or someone's filing something in the wrong court, we get to the bottom. I mean, we talk about foreclosures.
Hey, this
really
is prevention. Okay, so Ed would love this.
Yeah,
but I'm
really
going to toss a little bone to you, okay?
Yes,
I want to hook you up this week with a reverend. And we can all be reverends. It's a great place to put your money, folks. You get to give it away how you want to, and you don't have to do taxes. And you don't have to report to the IRS. So let's do a little prevention here. And if I haven't given it to you soon, Randy, bug me for it, and I will give you a connection to this guy, okay? You can talk to him, and then people can prepare with 508s so that they don't get to where you're saving them from.
It's funny. I had a pastor one time tell me he looked at that, and that draws attention. And I just said, you know what? If it exists, then people should be able to use it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, totally. And they can, but there are certain rules to it, and you have to have it registered in Oregon. Anyway, it's what we're doing is we've been playing catch up, folks. Okay, we've been playing catch up with our health. We've been playing catch up with the law because we bought a lot of stuff that wasn't true. Now we're being offered pathways in which we don't have to run into the law, in which the laws are not designed, nor will they ever be designed to control a 508. They can't do it. And that's the beauty of it. So you can avoid yourself a lot of headaches. I was actually going to call a friend of mine, John Gorla, who was at one time the Chief Justice for the Republic, for the United States of America in California. And I'm going to ask John, and I want to start creating programs, Randy, where we get in front of this stuff so that people don't have to step in the poop and then, you know, get themselves hosed off. So, Protandin, it's really good at fighting inflammation, really good, and it's really good at pepping up happy dreams. Randy is totally onto that.
I'm sure it does so much more than dreams. I'm sure of it.
Oh, really? Are you about to tell us anything more on the air, or is it X-rated?
No. I should be consumed with more of it, I'm sure. But I just love the dream part.
Okay, so Happily 200, I really want you to go to wakinginupinamerica.com/200/, because that's basically the future that I'm living into. And Happily 200, like right now what I'm looking at is how do I restore my physical body into a way that I'm comfortable and happy with it, okay? Because I've had myself stressed out over the years on many issues. That's why I just completed my 58th course at Landmark. And when I do that, hey, good things happen. So every time I do a Landmark course, I notice that my lumosity score goes up, okay? The last course had my lumosity score go up 200 points, Randy. And when I started lumosity, I was in the bottom 25% of my age group. Now I'm in the top, like, 0.4, 1.2 of my age group. I'm like A+. And I attribute it to the courses that I take and the fact that I play the game. Because the courses that I take evolve my way of perceiving things, which is a part of what IQ is considered. Did I ever tell you about the HealthMed program that I went into and they gave me a complete physical examination before?
I don't think so.
Okay, so about 25 years ago, I went into a program called HealthMed because I just didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And the program involved drinking oil with like some kefir or something so that I could actually do that. Then getting on an exercise cycle for like 20 minutes and then going into saunas for at least 4 hours, and I did that for 32 days. Prior to going doing this whole thing, everything about me was checked, including IQ, peripheral vision, you name it, they checked it so that they had a baseline to measure me against, okay? After the 32nd day, the most god-awful stink I have ever laid my little nose on came out of my body. And with it came a picture, literally. I saw myself in the orange orchards in Santa Paula, and I was watching the guy spray the orange trees, and I was thinking at the time, oh, my God, I wonder what that pesticide is going to do to those guys, right? Because they were over there spraying. Well, it never occurred to me what it was going to do to me. Because I was standing, you know, back quite a long way from those pesticides. Well, after this examination, when I made the big stink in the sauna, they came in and they bagged my perspiration and they found out it was pesticides that had been in my system since I was like 8 years old. What happens is when you drink the oil, all your toxins are stored in the fatty tissue of your body, okay, certain kinds of toxins. So when you drink the oil and then you sit in the sauna and cause everything to move and sweat, your fatty cells think that the oil in your bloodstream is more fat, and it releases the toxins into that, okay? So at the end of this program, Randy, I took the IQ test at the end of the program. Before, when I started it, I was just banging my head going, what do they want? What do they want? Mm-hmm. When I was taking the program at the end, I went, oh, that's what they wanted. It was that easy. I could just see it, okay? That's what transformation is like. You can just see it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to sweat it. It's just like all of a sudden you see something differently. I also got a 30% increase in peripheral vision. Go figure.
That's outstanding.
There. But that's also what happened when I went with Landmark to the Caribbean. Okay, we were swimming in the lagoon, and I didn't have goggles on, and my friend Todd said, "Take a look at what's down there." And I said, "I don't need goggles. I can see just fine." He said, No. Put the goggles on and take a look. Well, before I put the goggles on, Randy, there was like five little black fish swimming around.
Oh, wow.
Okay, after I put the goggles on, there was like five black fish, 22 goldfish, orange fish, green fish. It went from like five to infinity of different varieties of fish that disappeared to me without the goggles.
Wow.
That's what transformation is like. It's like, you. This is why I'm so, and I'm going to say addicted because it's a good addiction, to Landmark. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to Landmark because I get to see more and be more every time I do a course. And I'm going to take the partnership course next if it hasn't already started, because I want global partners.
Mm-hmm.
And in that course, I will start to have global partners. And I will do it inside of a course where people know what integrity is. They know if they have, if they've been doing it, and if they haven't been doing it, they know how to clean it up, and they know how to create a happy planet. So that's my particular thing. You know, if those things aren't interesting to you, hey, that's okay. There's plenty of good people on the planet that haven't done Landmark. But let me tell you, when I want to find a patch of good people in one place, I'll just go to Landmark. Because I know.
You know, there's a product out, and you have a link on your site for Youngevity where
yes.
people can go get this, and they'll save 30%. They go through you on your site. It's a new product called Ocutive, I think it's called. Ocutive.
I saw that. What, tell us about it.
Well, a friend of mine started taking it, and she, you know, the cheater glasses that you can buy at all the drugstores, et cetera. She
yeah.
had a 250 or a 2.5 or however the number system is. She
yeah.
She took that product, and she started to get headaches. And she went to an eyeglass doctor, and he said, well, look, you don't need this anymore. And he put her down to a 1.25.
And what was that? Tell him again what to spell it for him.
It's let me pull it up real quick while we're talking.
No, while you're pulling it up, I'm going to tell you another really funny story. I like to experiment with glasses. You know, you hear about the world looks different through rose-colored glasses. So sure, I had to go get some. And boy, it does. It really does if you got a rose-tinted your glasses. But the one I got in major trouble with, Randy, was actually the yellow glasses that they use when they're trap shooting or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what? Yellow blocks out.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what it blocks out?
What?
Red. Do you know what happens
what
if you drive around with yellow glasses? You end up driving through red lights because you don't see them.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Because people are honking and screaming at me, and I could see the yellow, and I could see the green. That's all I could see. But I drove right through two intersections because I didn't see the red.
Oh, boy.
So,
not good.
Life like that. I mean, this conversation we're having is way more powerful than you know. Okay, so how do they spell it?
Yeah, I'm still looking it up, so just give me a few minutes on that. I'll come back and say
well,
what,
com-
I find
what
it.
Company is it through?
Youngevity.
It's Youngevity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a brand new product that they've taken under their wing because it's so good. So
no,
the other thing that I've been getting from them is they have a really cool product called Blooming Minerals. And you take the Blooming Minerals and you can plant them in your garden. Do you have a garden, Mike?
No.
Well, you need to be. You plant your garden and you put the Blooming Minerals in the ground, and then whatever your food is will grow up with the minerals in it. So when you eat. And they've,
that's
they
really clever.
Yeah, they actually
think
have
that
a,
we're just a big commercial. What we're doing is we're on the track of finding good stuff that works.
Well.
Mm-hmm. They have
it
a
does.
Vineyard.
You want to know what else works, and you don't have to pay a cent for this. Okay.
What is?
If you have one of those contraptions for hanging upside down, and you're,
oh, yeah.
and you get really stressed. Sometimes when I get
one
really
of those stretch things.
My vision gets blurry. So I go out and I hang upside down on my little contraption, and my eyesight gets really good. Probably because blood's going to my brain or something. I don't know. That does cost a thing, and I do that pretty regularly. It's like,
boy, you've
oh,
got
okay.
Boy, you've got a lot of hang-ups. Get it? Eh.
Bada bing, bada boom. How's it go?
Bada bing.
That's too funny.
That's
did you find
good.
It?
No, I'm still looking. I was actually just commenting on it. I'm trying to look for my comments, and not finding them.
Did
I will find it. I commented on
one
of the Youngevity pages on Facebook about that product because they were doing a conference call about it, and I just keep hearing it just keeps coming up and coming up. So.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, cool, find it. Okay,
yeah.
So, Mike, while Randy is doing research, Any comments on what else is what we've been up to today?
Are you still going to live to 200?
It's not about living to be 200. It's about it's possible that we could live to be 200.
Since we're
okay?
speaking health, that's why I brought that up.
No, it's a good thing because that's exactly what happens. If people go, look, at least three names that you would recognize, and one of them is not Ed Asner because he goes, sure, why not? And Ed Asner is one of my dearest friends and amazing. A couple of other friends of that ilk, they don't want to live to be 200. They don't want to live to be 90 because they don't like what's happening here on the planet. So, but the people that get that it's possible to live to be 200 go, and one of them is a favorite friend of mine. Her name is Kathy Elliott, and she's Australian, and I don't know if I can do her accent really well or not. But she goes, oh, dear. She says, oh, I can't be in this body for another 125 years. So she went to the gym. Okay? Different people, when they get that it's possible, they start to care for themselves. Like my mother was programmed out at 87. You couldn't get her to fix her teeth or do anything because she wasn't going to be around any longer. If Mom had realized that she had the possibility of living to be 125, she'd probably be around today. But we're programmed to time out at a certain age. Social Security, blah, 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 blah. So what it does, Mike, and I'm thank you for asking, it gives people the possibility of a quality life, whether they die at 90 or 127 or 162, or a couple of people have sent me emails, Mike, on this Chinese guy that lived to be like 253. And I'm sure there's others that have done things like that that, you know, they're just not being recognized.
Well, in the Bible, Val, it says they were 600 and 800 and 900 years old. And in the Bible still today, pastors are commanded to live to be 120 years of age. Show me very many pastors that are doing that.
Really?
And it does also say that we will get those ages again. Those ages will come back, 600, 800 years.
But do you think
we're living that long?
But do you think it's the technology that's making it possible to have these anti-aging pills? Do you think it's nutrition or is it genetics?
I think it's a combination of what you're asking, nutrition. I know it is, okay, because it's aging is not necessarily aging. It's depletion. And when you were a kid, I mean, you don't eat Pablum now, probably, okay? But when you were young, Pablum was the right thing for you. And then as you go on, different things are required, okay? So we don't give ourselves what it takes for us to go on. And now,
what's Pablum?
Talk longevity and products like Kayani, which means strong medicine, and Mary Louise, I think, is 75 or something at this point. And she's a world leader. These things give us the strength to go on, and they give our bodies what's required at the moment. So there you go. What did you come up with, Randy?
Okay, well, I did find Ocutive, and they can get it through you on the site, wakingupinamerica.com, 30% off. Just got to go to your link. And it's a blend. It says it's the most comprehensive eye health supplement to date, which, you know, they've been around 15, 16, 20 years, but they're saying to date of any. And it's got targeted vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And I was looking at some of the ingredients, the exact amount needed, I guess. Vitamin A, C, E, zinc, selenium, bilberry, grapeseed, organic whole food blends of something. And then it just keeps going. It's got some trace mineral in it. Lycopene, there's just lutein, there's so many things in it.
Yeah. Well, you just said a whole bunch of things that sound good, and I have no idea what they are, so.
Okay, so that bottle, wholesale price, normally, if they go to Longevity Straight, it's $85. If they go through UVal, it's $59.50, and it's a month's supply. So little more than a dollar a day, and you can, you know, help your eyesight tremendously. And my particular friend, it literally has turned her around to half of what she was, vision loss. And that was 1 month.
Okay, and I'm going to give a shout out to another thing that I've heard of that I think would be a perfect partner for what you're talking about.
Yes.
And that would be there's a site that people have been telling me about called Quantum Vision. I haven't gotten over there yet or checked it out, but we love making some money for the radio show. by putting these things out, because these are fabulous products. And if you notice, we put out things for you that we don't make anything on at all. We just like them. So,
yeah. Well, I'm going to buy this for sure, for darn sure.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. How about Protandim? Do you consider that something that helps in your system, your body?
Oh, it's totally great for inflammation, just for starters. And Randy, you love dreaming with it. We've mentioned the dreaming and the fighting inflammation, and I know it's a blood purifier, but are there any other benefits to it that you know?
It's very, very good for the heart. I understand that the chief cardiologist out in L.A., tells all of his clients that they need to take Protandim. So clearly there's evidence backing that Protandim is incredible for the heart. So if I had cancer,
so
things like that, I would definitely take it.
87, okay? And over this time, these are my faves. Marketing with the Stars is another one, just because I think people need to be able to get the word out. And Ra does a really good job of that at a very reasonable price. So check the links to these things are all over on the website, drvalerie.com. No kidding. I can do epigenetic clearing. That means I can go back into incompletions in your ancestry and help complete it, which is really good. If you, I happen to have a murderer in my family. And in the past, I was just terrified that I would I wasn't afraid I was going to murder anybody, but I was afraid I might be twisted somehow. And actually spent like 30 years in therapy on the subject, and then after I developed this process, I actually was able to let go of the whole thing, and it's just totally not a concern and doesn't even affect me or hardly ever even mention it. Anybody that's had post-traumatic shock syndrome, that kind of thing, and you don't have to be a soldier to have that. You could be in an alcoholic or abusive family and you get it. You could have you could go to Catholic school and get it. One of my clients was just brutalized by nuns, you know, with their little rulers and their opinions. She's not from this country, but honest to God, you know, I mean, the mere fact that we're all
ping pong
sitting here talking together and stuff is a bloody miracle as far as I'm concerned, based on what we've all been through.
That's good. Now, when I was in school, Mike, you might enjoy this too. I was paddled by a ping pong paddle by the principal.
There you go. What had you been doing?
I don't remember what I did.
See?
Don't know. I was in elementary, so long ago. Not sure.
Oh, you must have been a real criminal in elementary.
I only got that one time. It was a little bit scary, and it was nothing. Didn't even hurt. So,
knowing you, you probably told the teacher that you disagreed and referred her to the correct resource.
Exactly.
You were telling them action 42.
Funny. I was back in the day. I was on the side of getting paddled. Now I'm on the side of paddling.
and you're paddling upstream in a toxic world.
Exactly.
And I'm on the side of actually preparing, so I don't get into those situations anymore. That's what I'm working on. See what happens with the older you get, you go, okay, you don't have regrets. You just get informed by the past, okay? You go, okay, I've done this one before. Let's see, how can I do something that's an easier experience? So it's not that I choose easy just to be easy. It's just that when you look back, I can see how I could have made that easier.
How about 1 minute?
How about 1 minute? Oh, my. Pretty easy. Okay. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, GundingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedrick, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Astor, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene, Carol Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Group III, and drvalerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us to continue your work. Thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, our producers, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, our friends, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, to John Young, and Tully Gospel. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks, Master. We have two webmasters now, and I'm about to get this website handled. Ben Mygen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 gift next week. Invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to somebody else. And, you know, dump some junk. Go through the eye of the needle. Have fun.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you knew, pouring through. Now your heart is
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.